The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Well, let's not drag our feet. We start with the Calgary Flames.
You got to shoot your dog sometime.
Well, here we are again, friends. Yes. Back to the all-familiar, not good enough to make the playoffs and not quite bad enough to get some short-term draft help. Around these parts, we call that peak sadness, Dean. Now 8 back with 6 to play. If the Flames were to run the table, well, Montreal would probably trip over themselves and pick up enough points to be ahead of them anyway. So how'd we get here? Well, that's a big question to unpack. Why don't we just go back to Saturday night for round 10 of the Battle of Alberta?
I've won 10 cups!
Yeah, for all the feel of a lopsided season series, the Flames were just a win away from a 10-game series split with the Oilers. Who had the better start on Saturday?
Here's Bear, near side to Draisaitl. He drops the puck to McDavid, walks into the slot and drops it. Now they shoot and score! Ethan Bear with a wicked one-timer that beats Jacob Markstrom. The Oilers all over the Flames early in this Battle of Alberta, and they've got an early 2-0 lead.
Good start indeed. That would be the second goal of the game, just less than 8 minutes in. And that's all the Oilers would need, Dean.
Yeah.
Sad hallmark of the Daryl Sutter-led crew this year, losing while holding your opponents to just a pair of non-empty net goals. They've done it 3 times in their last 4 losses.
You're a bum.
That sucks. Yeah, that's no good. Allow 2. Markstrom stopped all but 2. Yeah, another loss.
And it is one of those things where, again, you have basically the entire game left. I believe they play a minimum of 60 minutes.
Yeah.
At 7:19 in, it was 2-0.
Yeah, 52 plus, I think.
Right? Like, you should feel like there's enough time. But when you have 0 and you need at least 3, it feels almost insurmountable, and which is ridiculous, A, and B, kind of accurate.
And just a game after holding McDavid and Draisaitl to a combined 0 points and a minus 4 rating, the two superstars combined for 7 points on Saturday. That's more points than they had shots in the first of the 2-game set. So you knew that wasn't probably going to last, although there were 2 empty netters there. But that combined with a Montreal win and effectively the Flames, you got to probably come around to reality now, right, guys? No? Yeah.
Were you guys aware before the game that Montreal had won in overtime, or is that something you didn't find out till later on?
Found out from you right now.
Well, you didn't know. Okay. Tell me about the push you guys made to make a game of this. You're down 2-0 early in a tough rink against a great player. And I think you guys showed a lot of character battling back. I guess not that you can take much out of this game, but your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We lost the game, so really doesn't matter, to be honest. We weren't ready at the start, and it cost us.
Not ready at the start. Guys, biggest game of the year? Wasn't that the number they've been playing every game for 3 weeks here?
Yeah.
Was it them not being ready, or was it McDavid just deciding to, I'm going to go score?
Well, and I think when you're playing McDavid, it's probably like you're going to have to be sensational to not allow that to happen, and they weren't. I don't know. Yeah. You tip your cap for sure.
Well, you check the
about not being ready.
Yeah, I was going to say you check the boxes in how you want to lose to the Oilers.
Sure.
Don't be ready. You didn't even give yourself a chance to be ready or not ready. You take a penalty less than 4 minutes in to put them on the power play. They then score a power play goal, and it's that guy. It's like that. It's a goal and a half when he scores against the Flames. Do you know what I mean? It's not just that it's 1-0.
They're dragging him off the goal line too. It could have been way worse than that early.
They gave themselves no chance, and they weren't good enough to start the game. And again, they can't score. So a two nothing game feels insurmountable. But I'm with you. I don't know how you aren't ready. That doesn't sit well.
Even the most diehard fans have to realize this thing's over now, Dino. They're in a stretch of 7 days with just a single game now. So you're going to watch everyone else pull ahead in the points and games played column. The only game between now and next weekend, Wednesday at home to Winnipeg. Yeah.
Is Chicago going to make it?
No. They're done.
So the Flames aren't going to make it, right? Because that's what? It's 8 points. Chicago actually has a game on Nashville. They're 8 points back, and we won't give them credit for finding a way to make it. So it's hard right now to squint and see how the Flames...
No, Chicago's dead in the water, and they can't qualify in that division anyway. Like,
no, but what I'm saying is that you still have people saying, well, there's still a chance they could do...
No.
What?
No. Like, no.
So are you saying Chicago's got a chance? Because they've got better odds.
Yeah, you're right. No, if no one's picking Chicago, so how would you sit here? The real drama will be if Montreal can somehow catch the Jets in this spin they're in, because now there's only 2 points separating those two.
Screw that up.
And to your point, the 5:30, that screws up our first round matchups, Dean, which we will get to in mere moments here. Is, I think it's probably time that go around the NHL and see what's happening in the league.
So if you could hit want the thing?
The tunage.
Yeah, there it is.
Tune our way there.
Yeah, there it is.
Just one game in the NHL yesterday. What's the deal? What's one? What are we talking about? Tampa, Detroit, that was it.
Gord again. Left corner. Back at the left point to Sergachev. Fire! Score! Well, the Lightning had been firing away from the point of the first period unsuccessfully. Either the shot was blocked or Bernier made the save. That one found its way through, though. Mikhail Sergachev has made it 2-0.
Blake Coleman, one goal, one assist in the 2-1 win. One of the reigning Stanley Cup champs beat the reigning doormats. Stunner there. Boy, would have paid nicely, huh? -1,000. That's it for highlights. So why don't we take a peek at the playoff races in each of the four respective divisions in the Mass Mutual East Division, Dean. Penguins lead the way. What? Washington 2 back with a game in hand. Islanders 4 back with a game in hand. And the Bruins are 5 back with 2 games in hand. Those are your 4 playoff clubs. Everyone else done.
See ya!
Discover Central Division. Carolina in the driver's seat. 2 points up on the 2 Florida clubs. Holding 1 game in hand on the Bolts, 2 games in hand on the Panteros.
Here's to the Sunshine State.
Right. Here's to all my gorgeous
NFLA. The Preds did win in overtime Saturday over Dallas. They hold a 3-point edge on the Stars, Dean. You hold 1 game in hand. It's not over yet, but it's leaning Nashville's way. I might be buying you that Spalumbo's sandwich.
Can we throw soup in to the deal? I know it's late.
You can buy soup. I'm buying the sandwich. That was the deal.
I thought it was lunch. Soup's not a lunch. Soup is a lunch. Love soup. It's the
first I've heard of soup. Honda West Division, Vegas are 4 up on the Avs. They hold a game in hand.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Wild, 6 off the division lead, and the Blues are 3 up on the Yotes. That's the chase for the final playoff spot, but more than 3 points up. They also got 3 games in hand. And, of course, up here in the Scotiabank North Division, the Leafs are 9 points up on the Oilers, who hold 2 games in hand. Jets, 3rd with 57 points, just 2 up on the Habs. Games played are even there.
The Soupman has finally stirred a little bit of something into the soup.
That's right.
Yeah, something about soup. Not sure.
Delicious.
And for all those teams I didn't mention, Dean, well, geez, you're not lucky enough to be in one of those aforementioned playoff chases. Don't worry. We got another chase for you.
You're sampling the best.
Yeah, it's time for a look at the inverse standings, where the Flames really have been incredibly disappointing. Currently sitting 10th. Reminder that Seattle's going to pick in there, so let's call it 11th. That's well down from a April 9th season high of top 6. They were really a rounding error from a top 5 pick at that point. What's happened since April 9? Who the hell's screwing this thing up? They've lost 8 of 9 before that date, and that's where we began to dream of a player that could actually help this roster before we all die. The Flames could pass the Canucks, Sharks, Kings, and Sens if they really commit to the process here, Dean. But they're going to need some help on the out-of-town scoreboard, and I got one question for you.
Uh-huh.
Where's Louis Domingue? They've started Jacob Markstrom 11 in a row.
Well,
where's Louis?
Here's
the
hard part.
He's lost 14 of his last 17 games in the NHL. He's dropped every AHL game he's played since 2020. He's got a goals against over 4 in the A. He's an expert at losing. Louis.
There's too much time in between games. Louis ain't playing.
That's the problem.
They've
Let's get to some NHL action.
Is Sutt still going to trot Markstrom out in all of these games?
They don't play till Wednesday and then Sunday or something.
But they're out of it.
So you're going to say... I'm not talking because...
Rhett's right, and it hurts because Dean's also right. You should not be doing anything that can help you win games. If you are the general manager, the trainer, Jacob's got a sore interflexon tube, so he's going to sit for the rest of the season. Like, make something up if you have to. Let's go. Commit.
Byron,
get a player.
Byron Fraze is going to get some time, and if Buddy is out there spinning 7-8 minutes a night, when
he's going to play, but he's not going to carry the mail.
No, but he's going to get in, right?
Well, so he plays two games of the last.
I think that Ryan will take that at this point.
Well, I wouldn't. Not if I was Ryan.
The issue being, if Byron Fraze, who lovely human, great leader of men, by all accounts, great teammate, like wonderful person.
Yes.
Why isn't it Phillips or Ruzicka or Philip?
Well, it will be now.
Well. Wasn't it the lines of practice yesterday? I NHL tonight, busy slate, guys. I think 14 games. So as many as 28 teams in action. Wow, that's a lot. We'll start on Broadway. It's the Capitals and Rangers.
Whoa!
Toronto-Montreal, always good.
It's perfect for Montreal. Cold nights filled with warm conversation. And just...
Nashville-Columbus.
Don't ask me stupid questions right now, please.
Oh, boy. He's going to be sour. They're coming down the stretch, Dean. This is it. This is it. This is it with
four
Cannon.
Four more games.
Ohio. Winnipeg, Ottawa goes tonight as well.
Shooting for the Stanley Cup.
Love
no
it.
Less.
Chicago, love it. Chicago, Carolina.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Yeah, that's right. The Canes lead the league with 75 points, boys. So don't be mistaken them.
So,
Pittsburgh, Philly. Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of that this year. They play 10 times. They try to ease off that next year. Islanders, Buffalo.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
By the way, Buffalo looking great in the inverse standing, so
apologies for the clip there.
They are committed.
Yeah,
they've been rocking Dustin Tokarski like he's Marc-Andre Fleury every night.
It's a feel-good
Boston,
story.
New Jersey.
Yeah, he's a mean little bastard. I don't mind that.
Yeah, Sportsnet West, 5 o'clock. We'll have that one tonight. Dallas, Florida.
Eggs.
We have Anaheim, St. Louis.
We win blue!
Vegas, Minnesota.
We are the Knights who say...
Kings and Yotes.
Right.
Edmonton, Vancouver.
Enjoy some of the snapper in Vancouver.
Whoa. That's 8 o'clock Sportsnet West. Mm-hmm. We close the slate with Colorado, San Jose.
Short.
It's a lot, Dean.
That is a lot. Yeah, that's good work.
Yeah.
You can get it.
And if Major League Baseball, Blue Jays looking good all of a sudden. Yeah, but a 4-game set with the Athletics today in Oakland. They've won 7 of 9 coming off the first sweep of the season. 26 runs in 3 games against the Braves. 9 via the home run. None more impressive than the second of George Springer's pair on Saturday. Have a listen. So there's a lot there. We're going to have to listen to this again. Mm-hmm. That left the bat at 116.4 miles an hour. It traveled 470 feet. That's insane. And if you listen very, very carefully, there is a fan heckling right before the ball is delivered, calling Springer a bum before he sends it into orbit. Did you hear it?
I did. Yeah, that is very clear.
It sounds like the fan that heckled Alex Rios outside of Rogers Center years
ago. You're a bum.
It does. Might be the same. Could be the same guy.
Is you're a bum guy still alive? Can we isolate Springer, you're a bum, versus Rios, you're a bum?
I think it's the same guy. Yeah.
Do some voice recognition there.
It's the same guy. Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's got to be the same
guy. You're a bum.
It is it's such a great thing to say at an athlete. You're a bum because it's
You're a bum.
If you have a young child, it's like, oh, do you have a poopy bum? Like, it's sweet, right? You use bum with children. But yet it still gets across that I'm not happy with how you're playing or what you're doing. You're a bum. It has such a New York, old school kind of feel to it in terms of slander towards an athlete. And I don't, it's only towards athletes, right? You don't call anybody else a bum. A bum is an athlete who you're unhappy with.
That's correct. Who
makes
a lot of money?
Bum. It's You're a so bum. Great.
You're a bum.
Well, yeah, a bum. Yeah. You're a bottom. You're a bum.
Offense is rolling, boys, but probably more impressively, they essentially had two bullpen wins to close that series. Who needs starting pitchers, right, Dean, when you've got people we've never heard of before? More injury concerns over the weekend. Yesterday, they placed Anthony Castro and Tommy Malone on the IL, Alejandro Kirk as well. That's a 10-day IL. So no Lady Gaga for at least 10 days, Dino, but he did hit a pair on Friday. So, I mean, if you want to. That's it. That's it for 10 days, though. That's all you get, okay? One more?
Back to back, yeah.
Springer also removed from the game early last night. Something to keep an eye on. He's DH'd all four games of the club. And some West Coast primetime ball for the Jays this week. We'll take you there at 7 for 7:30 first pitch tonight on Sportsnet 960. It's also on Sportsnet 1.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
Steven Matz for the Jays. He's a lefty. It'll be to be determined tomorrow, and then Robbie Ray on Wednesday, and potentially Hyunjin Ryu on Thursday. Okay. NBA.
I'm part of the North!
Raptors passing through LA. They beat the Lakers last night 121-114. Pascal Siakam, 39 points. Spicy P. Kyle Lowry, 37. Why are they beating good teams when they're losing to bad
play
teams?
Well, you always play well in the cities you want to get traded to. That's why.
Oh, that's right. Okay, they'll face the Clippers tomorrow. We'll see. It's the same city, so we'll have the same performance, right, Ren?
Should.
And as I noted in one of the trainings, Dean, same building, different wood.
That's right.
Really amazing. As a kid, that used to blow me away that they could do that.
That they would have two separate floors.
No, that they would just, you know, obviously turpentine it and then repaint the floor.
Oh, really? That I see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is weird. Okay, now I see your way of thinking as a young child.
Amazing.
Got it. Yeah.
Yes. Calgary Hitmen fell in overtime to the Rebels yesterday. One game left in their season. It will go tomorrow night in Red Deer. Man, you feel for these kids. That I mean, at least they got games played in this in the WHL, but they had the COVID issues to deal with for the Hitmen, and an abbreviated season, no postseason even to qualify for. I mean, it's been tough on all of us. Imagine trying to become a professional hockey player in a draft eligible season or something. What do you get, like 15 games?
And as like Rhett, you imagine the hockey dads. It's harder on the hockey dads, geez. Right?
Oh, they are wound.
Tight. All the thousands you've spent on skates and individual skating lessons. And
well, you think about how much was spent on individual lessons this year because you couldn't have team stuff, so everybody had to do it on their own. Oh, baby.
This is going to, you know what this is? Kind of like a baby boom or whatever. This is going to be the, well, my kid would have made the show if it weren't for COVID kind of thing.
That's right.
There's going to be so many of those kids. You know, he was on, you know, he was playing with kids 2-3 years older than he was, but then COVID hit and, you know, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Sad tale.
It's too bad. That's always fun when you drop $1,000 on skates, 15 games, they'll be outgrowing them for next year. Oof, kill me. PGA Tour. Greater Tampa for the Valspar. Sam Burns.
Burns!
Okay, first tour win. Attaboy, Sam.
Yeah.
Top Canadian, Corey Connors. T21, 500 par. He's had four top 10s in his last five tournaments. When he makes $65,000 in a weekend and finishes tied for 21st, it feels like a letdown. That's how good Connors has been. Mike Weir won, boys. 4-under-68. He beats John Daly to win on the Champions Tour at the Insperity Invitational in Texas.
I hope so.
Big John doubled 18. He dunked his approach in the drink by like less than a foot.
I had 41 Coors Lights.
Yeah, he was beat up about it. And Weir's first win on the Champions Tour. He was 10-under over 2 days in the weather-shortened event. So congrats, Mike. His daughters FaceTimed him and said, you could buy us more shoes. Literally. There's a video of it, and he's quite awkward.
Really?
Congrats, Mr. Weir.
Yeah.
That's the Pinder Report. Okay.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four beers.